We have Theo Kouknouridis, who's going to talk about the Create Evidence Wiki. And so.
Thanks a lot. First of all, I would like to thank you for including me in the program. This is very different compared to a standard research paper presentation. This is actually an ambitious project that we initiated at Create, where we are trying to collect and generate an online platform on copyright evidence, where actually researchers and policymakers would be able to visit and see exactly what is the status of the literature on this topic. At the same time, they would be able to compare different techniques and methods and data that are used, while they would have the opportunity to add and edit this, both the content and the structure. So in the beginning, I have to confess that I was very skeptical if we could do something like this or if we should. And I said to Martin that we cannot do this, and I don't think that we should do this. But then, having worked for a few months on this, I realized that this is something very interesting. Having seen the reaction of the people that had a look at it, I changed my mind. And I will try to convince you why I think it is worthy and we should keep on doing this. I think we can do this with the help of the rest of the people that have a link with Create and actually are interested on the topic of copyright. And we should do it because there exists something like this. So there is a gap that we can fill. Let me start from the very beginning with the fact that there is a growing interest on evidence relating to copyright. And this has become more important recently when actually the volume of data increased and the methodology that we are using in order to take this information from the data is much more advanced than what we had a few decades ago. So both for both research and policy, this is very interesting. Researchers would like to do something innovative, and policymakers would like to see what recent evidence shows, and they might have to take this into account when they design new policies related to copyright. At Create, we focus on, and actually our job would be to kick things off and then design and manage the platform, but users would be able to affect this platform. So what is copyright evidence? And I will actually navigate you through the online platform at the end. But let me just mention a few things that I think it would be important to know before moving forward. So copyright evidence intends to establish a body of evidence in a very dense literature. And this would be helpful for students, researchers, policymakers, and so on. So we feel that the methods and the data that you use are critical in actually testing and examining the validity of the propositions of your research. So this is exactly our focus. There are robustness checks and limitations of previous studies that are going to be presented there, and there would be one unique space that you would actually be able to compare and see the evidence on a particular topic, let's say copyright term extension, for instance. All the evidence and related studies will be collected on a particular space. And this project actually is going to facilitate the debate which takes place both in research and academia and actually also in the market. And I have to mention that copyright needs not be in the title. There are other related studies that have implications also for copyright, and this is something that we would like to include. A key element is that there is heterogeneity in these studies, and actually there is heterogeneity in the results. So it is really hard to find a unique solution that applies universally to all countries for all stages of production, for various sectors, and for different agents. So straight on, we realize that this is a common element of the existing literature, that it is really hard to have a unique... Policymakers would love to have a number, an elasticity, or one policy implication of all this literature, but reality is much more complex than this. So I think that heterogeneity is a key element of all this, but this is our take, and it's very young, the research that we have done in order to create this platform. So there would be several other elements that would appear as we move forward. And also the impact of different policies differs according to the agent, the industry, and different demographic groups. So this is something we should focus on. The challenges are the following, that the rapid technological change has shifted the landscape in both copyright, but also in other related studies and research. And the increasing volume of data means that we have to use it for both testing existing theories, but also deriving useful policy implications. So the ideal framework, in my opinion, would be a combination of theory, data, and policy. And copyright evidence, even though it is focusing on evidence, it has a role to play on all three. So this is how this platform looks like. I didn't know if we are going to have internet connection in the presentation, so I thought I should include it. But we will see exactly how it works in a minute. So we have two main categories in the in this platform. The first one concentrates on the analytical part. So actually, we call these fundamental issues about copyright incentive. And just to give you a few examples, so there are four categories at the moment, and I have to say that these are not the final categories. This changes depending on what users think that they are important. Some of them, for some of them, the existing literature is very dense, but for some other, there are very few studies, and this means that we might have to change these categories, break some of them into two, and so on. So let me start with the first one. So the relationship between protection and welfare is a key problem that in the past we had some cross-country evidence in a cross-sectional setting. It was possible to derive some conclusions, but nowadays we might even have observations for every country for many different years, and this would allow to, for instance, to have a panel data analysis where we could isolate country-specific time-invariant characteristics, and this would be very helpful in designing new policies, but also in shedding more light in a topic which is actually still hot and debatable. So, for instance, I've seen some graphs on piracy and GDP, so what would be the effect of GDP on piracy. Now we have the data to tackle such questions easier and better. The second category relates creativity and protection. And we actually ask the question of what motivates creators. This can be earnings. There might be some intrinsic motivation as well, and so on. Also, the theoretical literature sometimes assumes naively that there is a harmony of interest between different actors in such as authors and publishers, for instance. We want to concentrate existing studies that focus on testing this hypothesis. Also, we have the effects of protection on the industry structure, and this probably relates a lot to the center of competition policy that is hosting us today. And also to understand the difference between consumption and use, and Create has actually produced some researchers that actually are affiliated with Create has produced some innovative research on this using behavioral economics. Yes, I was talking about you. The second big category relates to policy. And over here, we focus on evidence-based policy. I think in the past, there were several disagreements in many topics. For instance, apart from copyright, you might think that the environmental protection was on the agenda of the Democrats, let's say, while recently the evidence suggests that both Democrats and Republicans are focusing on this. I think the same is going to happen in several other topics in social studies. Evidence and the research design is so much better that we should design policy based on what the evidence suggests. The second relates to exceptions. Then we also have orphan works, and I will go very quickly through them. Licensing and business models, fair remuneration, and enforcement. So several studies might have something to say in many of these categories, and in both policy and analysis, and we make it very friendly for the user to pick these categories by just pressing a button. From the existing studies, these are the methods that have been used. Of course, there are many more, and we are not restricting the user to write whatever he wants over here. So there might be something that you might not consider as a method, but it might be here. So I'm just giving you an example of what exists already. We have collected something like 40 studies so far, 30, 40, something like this. And these are the methods that these studies have used. So in several occasions, it might be interesting to compare qualitative results for two studies that focus on the same topic in order to derive a more general, let's say, conclusion. Or you might want to combine qualitative and quantitative techniques. The disciplines, and this is another special component of the copyright literature, that it works inter and across disciplines. So there are several disciplines here. You might see economics overrepresented because I was involved in the first stage, but this will change, I think, or might change. So, and just let me give you the main idea of the timelines, just to keep this in mind. Today it is an important day for us that we have worked actually for a while on generating this platform, and I'm going to show you this. So we gave some structure, this design, we set the priorities, and some examples of studies. Today we are entering the second stage, that we want those who have some link with Create to contribute and give us their feedback. So we want people to use it at this early stage, which is actually the second stage, before this appearing to the rest of the world. So feel free to send emails to me. First of all, use it, edit things that you do not agree with, add your own selection of studies, and contact us if you need anything or if you think that we should do things differently. So we need your feedback on this. And in September 2015, at the EPIP conference in Glasgow, we are going to open this platform to the rest of the world. So this is going to be the next big date after today for us. And the main target is to allow people from different disciplines, researchers and policymakers, to interact, to exchange knowledge between academia, policy, the policy world, and the markets, and have some impact on UK and internationally. So the conclusion is that we want you to contribute as much as possible on this. And I think there is an incentive for people to contribute. We are not asking you to do something that is not going to give any benefit to you. So you can shape the field by having your say on this for both research and policy. And we organize such events in CREATE that I think all of us have some benefit by interacting with other researchers. But there are some commitments as well at CREATE, and this is one. So I would like to encourage you to contribute as much as possible in this. So how you can contribute, you can just visit this webpage that actually takes the... if you just type this in an empty page, you're going to get somewhere that will show you, and then you just press this button and you can define your own status. I think that's all. Let me just go through the platform itself before I go. So if you just type copyrightevidence.org, this is what is going to appear. Okay, I cannot do it. But you just type this, copyrightevidence.org. And then you log in here. If you do not have an account, you can just press here and create your own account. But many of you have a CREATE account, so you don't need to create a new one. I also have. I'm glad that you cannot see my password. Okay. I think this was capital, yeah. Let me give it a try. Yeah. Okay. So this is the current status of our platform. You will see some of the things that I mentioned earlier over here. So feel free to visit and let me know what you think about it. For the analytical part, the first category actually, there are some studies that already automatically, once you enter your study and you pick this category and the first subcategory in here, your study is going to appear straight on here. Let me just go back, because whenever I touch this, I get overly excited and I touch this, and this takes me to another level, yeah. So this is what you can see for all these categories. And then we have all the key sources collected. Then the methods. So you can just press in one and you can find all the studies that focus on a case study method. If you are interested in behavioral economics, you can press here and get all the studies that focus on behavioral economics. We are going to generate an interactive actual table for data where you could press the country and you might get the data, all the data from the UK, for instance. Or you might press panel data and you get all these data sources that have this kind of structure and so on. So this is the target. It's still, we are still not there because there are very few studies and there are not, these categories do not include that many that much information. So if you just press here, view all sources, you'll get what we have so far. It is little, but there have been only a few people that were involved in this copyright evidence wiki so far. So let me just visit one. Let me visit this one. So this is how it appears. And I will show you exactly how you should do this. I think this would be even more helpful. Define a study, and here I can type, let's say that I'm going to create a study by Keynes, who has never worked in copyright, I think. And then I can write his name, the title of the paper, year, citation. I can just copy the abstract and put it here, a link to the journal that publishes the key related studies that might appear already in the wiki. And then some key propositions. In some theoretical studies, you already have this, like a theorem or a proposition or so on. In the empirical ones, you might be quite, it might be very easy to extract the main result of the study by reading the abstract or the conclusions. And what I described earlier is that for these two categories, it has become very easy to pick the subcategory that you think your study belongs to. The same here. In discipline, once you start writing something, economics is going to appear over here, so you just click the button. So we try to make it as simple as possible for the contributors. We don't want to make you suffer on this. And here, let me write something, regression. Yeah. Impact and potential interventions here, they might suggest something, the studies might suggest something. You might think that according to this study, there is a policy implication that is not in the paper. Feel free to write something over there. The data, in some cases, for instance, your own study on unlawful file sharing, there is a data set which is available. So we can include the link here so whoever wants can visit this data set. Some journals now include the data set that has been used in the paper, so we can do it like this. And then there is free text if you want to say something more. So I think that's all. If you have any questions, this is a good time to, or suggestions actually.
The thing that does occur to me is we do see this a bit from the point of view of upload, but what about people reading it? I mean, one of the things that I was thinking about was, say you were interested in, I don't know, collecting societies, could you then filter through all the rest of the information just with the collecting society topic, or would you have to sort of start again when you come to the data and the other things?
I think I know. So you can search here, probably, collecting societies, and you might get whatever, whenever these two words appear. But
the idea is precisely to allow that. And we decided that we basically build up the categorization bottom up. So at the moment, the challenge is to identify, you know, which are the studies which have, and the key criteria is there needs to be empirical data in it. Otherwise, it doesn't qualify for this wiki. But if it's there, then we categorize it bottom up, and then during the process of the next few months, we will then precisely create the fields. And I mean, some of them will be free search, but others will be you know, given. I think it will work best by having everybody contribute, because there's lots of stuff we might not know, but we have not even started doing a systematic. Keyword research, as one should do, but at the moment we just picked a few studies which have a range of approaches that is really the starting point.
Yeah, I think depending on how many contributions would be, for instance, on your example in collecting societies, there might be a separate, let's say, subcategory or one bullet point within a subcategory that focuses on this. So it will become clear from the very beginning, if you just navigate for a few minutes, that this is one structure that we give to the wiki. But we are very flexible on this at the moment, and this will depend on the entries that we are going to have. So at the moment, as you can see, just let me give you an example on this. We have too many studies, for instance, in this and this one, while we have very few over here, for instance. This might mean that we might, but this is not a representative sample, I think, because there will be very few people.
I mean, I've contributed, so I know. But exactly. What I'm getting at is that I think, you know, it ought to be tested by outsiders who are not researchers, who are not academics, who are the sort of policymaker type people who want a quick fix. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
No, we should do that. I
think this is the right stage to do this, because we have some a format, we have some structure. At this stage, we should ask whoever we think. I actually ask friends that never worked in academia and they don't plan to work in academia, just to have a look and tell me how it looks. And they told me it looks like Wikipedia. This is what they tell me. Which is good. I like the structure of Wikipedia. It's quite simple.
Yes. I got just that very small correction.
Yeah, sure.
One item that I see there.
Yeah, your own.
Then I got a major item. Charmes and Grieco, you put there the first name, 2014. It's just the wrong reference.
Which one? Sorry?
It's in the middle of the page. Doesn't matter. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so, this one, yeah.
So the substantive one. I think in an exercise like this, the key is to get a critical mass of items so that this becomes a useful exercise. And then, of course, if it's seen as a useful exercise, you have more people contributing, because people know that if they contribute, then actually it's more likely that the work will be impactful and all that. Okay? So you need to get to the critical mass. Appreciate, of course, it is a starting point, but I, in a sense, one of the things that I did not see in your talk, but which I think is worthwhile thinking, is how you get there. And of course, voluntary contribution is one way, but I suspect it may not be the only thing, the only source that you rely on. In the context specifically, of course, of the allow for sharing, in a sense, we have. Now it's like a day, isn't it? You need to see what more papers have come out over the last couple of years, but we have actually effectively done that in our spoken review, right? So in principle, there are there already over 200 studies which have gone through in a quite systematic fashion, all with evidence, et cetera, that we
could
just
insert
upload
there, yeah,
them
yeah.
over there,
yeah,
right? There may be, now, I guess, one question to ask, and that would depend on the amount of resourcing, really, because it's really time consuming, is to what extent can one do systematic searches at more or less level of scientificity in different areas. But in a sense, this is really what I think you need, because you need to build up a critical mass that then people can't ignore, and then people can ignore in terms of users, but also in terms of contributors, so then it becomes a virtuous and self-perpetuating circle. But you need that kickstart.
Sustainable.
Yeah.
I think the thoughts we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we started basically by using all grant-funded PhDs at the University of Glasgow, and asked them that part of their bursary is, they have to put some stuff up. And we went through a process of defining the template. But I think we would be willing as CREATE, for example, and I think the 240 studies in your literature review, I think is an obvious starting point, mm-hmm. for some of the categories. We could pay somebody, a research assistant, to go through all those 250 and the categories which Stephen has used. I mean, they're not quite, I mean, you have a different theory which you oppose on them. But I think
it's more narrow anyway.
Exactly.
It only relates to part of the profile,
yeah.
But I'm just talking in terms of how you then cover also the other issues.
No, I completely agree. Yeah.
And if I would like to add on this that I really like literature reviews, and this is how I start getting familiar with the discipline by reading, for instance, the Journal of Economic Literature papers and so on. But the difference here would be that this would be updated and would be more dynamic, let's say. Instead of getting a picture at the moment, it would be something like this. But I completely agree, we don't try to, it is complementary, the literature review.
But I don't deny that we need to get to the point in which it's a perfect way.
Exactly.
My point is simply is that you need to get the car started.
Mm.
Once the car gets started, then it will go on.
Mm-hmm.
But first you need to build up that initial critical mass to allow it then to sort of...
I completely agree on this, yes. And I think this is, at this stage, this is what we want to do. We want to have some kind of, the studies, the entries, we would like to be somehow representative of the status of the literature. Not a complete list or something like this, it will never be like this, but at the moment it is not, I think, representative. And this is a weakness also of the structure. Because, but this is what we want to do now, and we want to get your feedback on this.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I've also mentioned this to you before, but I'm also worried about the problem of book, or the issue of books, because we, as economists, see things always in terms of articles, but I'm sure there are books with evidence in that would be very useful, and I think it's going to be very much more difficult to deal with that. I mean, there has to be some way that you can put in the whatever it's, is it the books have got an ISBN number or something which you haven't asked for, that kind of thing. The other thing is, I don't know, are there any copyright issues over this? I mean, can you just copy off abstracts?
With abstracts we get away with it. There may be somebody who doesn't want the abstract online, but I think that even the publishers will be very technically it could be copyright infringement, but it's very unlikely to be a real issue. There will obviously be an issue with full copies, which we can't do. We just have to link, and I think our current decision is to link to the original source,
the
official source, and if there's an SSIN or a repository source, we do that as well. But that's the best we can do at this stage. And internal to create, we will create a repository where we have full text versions, but that will be protected behind the password. And so the data mining issue, okay, there may be some other complicated copyright implications. But since at the moment we don't do this with data mining technique, I think we'll be okay.
Coming back to the books, you see, where are you going to get the abstract for the book? I mean, you'd have to either take the sort of puff from the back or something like that. I think the book thing is important.
Yeah, in some of these studies, there was some kind of an executive summary or something like this instead of an abstract. But you are right, the different types of entries would need probably different structure. But we thought that articles is the most widely used, but we can definitely do something with... yes, please.
You have to start somewhere. There's certainly no decision against books.
No, George, you have a synopsis. Joe?
So the NPDR digitization group has put together a reading list, so you might want to upload that one as well. Okay, the graduate student can upload that one.
That would be fantastic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one other thought, though, so suppose this succeeds, and I think it should, and I think it will, but suppose it has 10,000 articles in it, and then it becomes Babbitt. Is there going to be, so how will a policymaker who goes to this find out what the truth is, maybe you want to get Google Scholar citations, not that that's the truth, but you might want to index things or some kind of curation or crowd curation when it becomes successful, because I think it will.
I think we need to do an editorial board, and we need to moderate it. I mean, it's very important. We can't really, it can't be a true wiki, but that's a very fine judgment.
Isn't it? I know. You're going to start making enemies.
I mean, I guess the other thing it does show, if you do get areas where there are lots of papers, then you have to go to the solution of actually getting somebody to do a summary of the literature or a review, and that there is a real need. If there isn't somebody who's already summarized it, it's just so bad as something that is actually necessary and valuable.
And there will be not more than 500 studies out there at the moment, my guess. There are probably not more than 500 out there which have good empirical material.
So yeah, we might not have this problem yet.
Yes.
But we might have in the future, yeah. But I completely agree on having some kind of rule in order and not leave it up to somebody who is going to direct something like, it need not be the citations because an early study might have more than a recent, but something we might have to come up with some kind of. Yes, thank you so much. Now, Jesus is going to make a very quick, I think, yeah.
I mean, with one of these, just one point about the...
Yes, sure.
Because you're looking at data, but it's also a question of what they do with the data. I remember doing something for the OFT, and there was one area of literature where we found stuff on switching, and I would have had to write, this is really interesting data, what they did with it is really awful, and I decided at the end, it would just look stupid, so I did not do that. So that, I mean, there is a sort of, in some cases we have fantastic data, but
Yeah, and that the quality issue is something which we decided at this moment. We don't offer a judgment, but we, if there's a potential fault, we address it by articulating the methodology more.
So the quality of the data and methods. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.